Track 5, Flashback of the Week. This week we are taking a walk down memory lane and talking about the Stourbridge glass industry. The Stourbridge area has been a major glassmaking centre for over 400 years, and there is still a thriving industry in Stourbridge today. Over the past 400 years, the economy of Dudley has been based on the natural resources of limestone, iron ore and coal. Steelmaking, forges and foundries and heavy engineering have been the bedrock of the economy, with development into all areas of engineering and manufacture. Glassmaking started on the western side of the Dudley Borough, centred in Wordsley and Stourbridge, from the 17th century onwards. The origins of the glassmaking, with small cottage industries setting up and growing near the new canal network, but the businesses quickly grew, drawing in workers from the surrounding rural areas. The expertise of the Stourbridge glassmaking industry continued to grow, and its engineers and industrialists spread with the empire to set up new operations in the new world. The area became the birthplace of modern glass, and the technological advancement reached its zenith between 1850 and 1900, when it was considered to have the finest glass craftsmen in the Western world. This was exemplified by the Portland vase, then, and even now probably, the most important glass artefact in the world, which was copied by a number of cameo engravers in local factories with such accuracy and precision that they could hardly tell the difference. During this period, some of the finest glass in the world was created, and Stourbridge was to become the mecca of world glass, encouraging glass artisans to migrate to Stourbridge from across Europe. Some came from eastern France, the Huguenots also escaped religious persecution, and some from what is now the Czech Republic, which is now renowned for its glass. To this day, many black country names reflect these Bohemian origins. Skilled craftsmen took the Stourbridge knowledge round the world to places such as Corning in the USA, now the home of the world's largest museum of glass. Today you can visit the Red House Cone Glassworks Museum Experience, which is reputedly the last remaining glassmaking cone in the world. Visitors can discover the story of glassmaking as you follow the cool of the final blown glass to the heat of 1,250 degrees at the recently restored Red House Cone, the only complete cone left standing in the world. You can also visit the Ruskin Glass Centre, situated in Amblecote, at the heart of Stourbridge's historic glass quarter. Formerly the factory of Royal Doulton, the site now provides workshops from a thriving community of craftspeople in both traditional and contemporary glassmaking, together with other crafts. Visitors can see the whole glassmaking process from start to finish, including blowing, cutting, kiln work, staining and lamp work. Many items are for sale, and there is a lovely coffee shop serving organic food. It is also home to the Glasshouse Art Centre and the Studio Theatre.